And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Church of Norway, a Lutheran body, ceased to be Norway's official public religion on January the 1st, and its ministers are no longer government employees. The church and the state voted to go their separate ways 8 years ago, but had to wait until January the 1st for the legislation to pass into law. The Church of Norway, a Lutheran denomination, which remains the country's largest church, will still receive some support from the state, although 1,250 clergy will no longer be employed by the government. "We are facing the biggest organisational change of the church since the Reformation," said Jens Petter Jonsson from the church's National Council. "The changes will create a clear separation between church and state," he added. Some atheist organisations are unhappy that the split hasn't gone far enough, as the local Norway reported. "We will not be getting a real distinction. Parliament came part of the way this time, but not far enough," said Kristen Mile, the Secretary-General of the Norwegian Humanist Association. Mile further argued that the Norwegian government needs to stop connecting one religion to the state. "As long as the constitution says that the Church of Norway is Norway's national church and that it should be supported by the state, we still have a state church," she said. Jonsson suggested that the new national church title is going to bring about important changes, however. "When we had a state church, the debate centered around the question of whether we had a church in which the state would decide everything. With a national church, the debate is now whether it is the people in the church who should decide everything," he explained. "This is about the church having a biblical basis that one cannot vote their way out of." Though Norway remains a largely Christian country, church attendance and identification with religion continue to see a substantial decline. As many as 15,000 Church of Norway members reportedly quit in the first 4 days alone after the church set up a website allowing an easy way to sign up or deregister. The number of worshippers at Church of England Sunday services has dropped by 14% in 10 years. Official figures confirm a steep decline in the ranks of Anglicans at a time when evidence shows an accelerating fall in Christian belief in the country as a whole. Sunday attendance fell to 752,460 in 2015, down from 875,000 in 2005. The figure dropped below a million in the late 1990s and is now less than half the number of the late 1960s. As well as the loss of one in seven members of Sunday congregations in a decade, there was an 18% drop in the number of weddings in Church of England churches, a 28% drop in funerals, and an 11% drop in baptisms. Among the population as a whole, according to the 2011 National Census, the number of people who call themselves Christians dropped by 4 million between 2001 and 2011, and the Christian share of the population fell from 72% in 2001 to less than 60% in 2011. Sat7, the Christian television broadcaster in the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, has announced record viewership numbers for its Arabic language channels with 21.5 million viewers. Its audience has increased by 76% in the past 5 years. The research shows remarkable growth for Sat7 audiences in the MENA region. "It is very encouraging, especially at a time when you would expect people to be preoccupied with hard news channels due to the ongoing turmoil in that region," said a Sat7 spokesman. The survey was carried out by the global market research company Ipsos, which asked 27,000 people in 10 Arab countries about their viewership. More than 10 million of these people watch daily, at least once a week. Hundreds of killer Japanese samurai were secret Christians who expressed their faith with codes hidden in their sword hilts, researchers have found. At least 48 sword guards used by samurai warriors during the feudal era belonged to hidden Christians. The artifacts are related to the early history of the 16th and 17th century Japan, which saw the persecution of Christians and the Shimbara Rebellion, an uprising of Catholic Christian peasants. According to the Asahi Shimbun, the Sawadi Mikikinikan Museum in Kanagawa Prefecture owned 367 sword guards, which were examined by researchers, and 48 were identified as belonging to Christians. The research took 6 months and the results were recently presented. The museum claimed that the items, which went back on display last year, were suspected as belonging to Christians, but the discovery provided important evidence confirming the legends about Christian samurais. The discovery is extremely rare due to the anti-Christian policies in Japan at the time, which caused Christians to hide their religion for many centuries. According to the analysis, more than 10 sword guards were made during the Sengoku Warring States period, 1467 to 1568. Other swords are believed to have been created after the domination of Toyotomi Hideyoshi, 1537 to 1598. They were also in use after the anti-Christian measures. The symbols included carefully hidden Christian crosses in their designs. During Japan's anti-Christian policies, Christians were also known to have drawn crosses on objects such as Buddhist statues and other artifacts. Their aim was to manifest the existence of their secret religion, which the ruling elite tried to stamp out. A sword guard identified as belonging to a hidden Christian has a statue of Jesus Christ inside it, while a foreign vessel is engraved on its other side. In the recently published book, Christ Samurai, the true story of the Shimbara Rebellion by Jonathan Clements, described the difficult fate of the Christians in the 17th century. Christianity in Japan has a very old tradition, but for centuries it was not allowed to follow the Christian path, which was made officially illegal in 1614 by Shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu. Christians were branded with hot irons, crucified, and dipped repeatedly in boiling water to punish them for being part of an uprising. One of the famous places of torture was the Shimbara Castle. The first reprint of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf in Germany since World War II has proved a surprise bestseller, heading for its sixth print run, its publisher said this week. The Institute of Contemporary History of Munich, IFZ, said around 85,000 copies of the new annotated version of the Nazi leader's anti-Semitic manifesto had flown off the shelves since its release last January. However, the respected institute said that far from promoting far-right ideology, the publication had enriched a debate on the renewed rise of authoritarian political views in contemporary Western society. It had initially planned to print only 4,000 copies, but boosted production immediately based on intense demand. The sixth print run will hit bookstores in late January. The two-volume work had figured on the non-fiction bestseller list in weekly magazine Der Spiegel over much of the past year, and even topped the list for 2 weeks in April. The Institute also organized a successful series of presentations and debates around Mein Kampf across Germany and in other European cities, which said it allowed it to measure the impact of the new edition. It turned out that the fear that the publication would promote Hitler's ideology or even make it socially acceptable and give neo-Nazis a new propaganda platform was totally unfounded, IFZ director Andreas Wersching said in a statement. To the contrary, the debate about Hitler's worldwide view and his approach to propaganda offered a chance to look at the causes and consequences of totalitarian ideologies at a time in which authoritarian political views and right-wing slogans are gaining ground. The Institute said that the data collected about buyers by regional bookstores showed that they tended to be customers interested in politics and history as well as educators, and not reactionaries or right-wing radicals. Nevertheless, the IFZ said it would maintain a restrictive policy on international rights. For now, only English and French editions are planned, despite strong interest from many other countries. The Institute released the annotated version of Mein Kampf last January, just days after the copyright of the manifesto expired. Bavaria was handed the rights to the book in 1945 when the Allies gave it control of the main Nazi publishing house following Hitler's defeat. For 70 years it refused to allow the inflammatory tract to be republished out of respect for victims of the Nazis and to prevent incitement of hatred. But Mein Kampf, which means my struggle, fell into the public domain on January the 1st, and the Institute said it feared a version without critical commentary could hit the market. Partly autobiographical, Mein Kampf outlines Hitler's ideology that formed the basis for Nazism. He wrote it in 1924 while he was imprisoned in Bavaria for treason after his failed beer hall putsch. The book set out two ideas that he put into practice as Germany's leader going into World War II. annexing neighbouring countries to gain Lebensraum or living space for Germans, and his hatred of Jews, which led to the Holocaust. Some 12.4 million copies were published in Germany, and from 1936 the Nazi state gave a copy to all newlyweds as a wedding gift. And finally, the huge Hollywood sign got a little change over New Year's. A prankster managed to change the iconic sign overlooking Los Angeles early Sunday to read Hollyweed, said LA police officer Christopher Garcia, who works in the agency's security service division. The vandal, who police think is probably a man, used tarpaulins to change the O's in the sign to E's, he said. The vandal was caught on security camera footage between midnight and 2 a.m. local time, but police can't tell his race or his height because it was dark and it was raining, Garcia said. The Hollywood sign, now Hollyweed, remained up until 11 a.m. when authorities took down the tarpaulins used to change the lettering. The last time the sign was vandalized to read Hollyweed was in 1976. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.